Greetings, Sanbonani, Dumelang, Abshini. Hello out there once again. It's your boy AK back again with another episode of addressing social challenges that exist within our communities as we still continue with our path of seeking practical solutions for practical societal issues, man. We are still on that one. And on this episode, we are joined by Miss Queen Ublack. Welcome to the show, Miss Ublack, the founder of the Ublack Foundation, a foundation that's focused on educating young black women about embracing their African originality and roots. And she's also a musician, and she's also involved in the entertainment space in the Western. But that's something that she'll properly explain, because I'll actually afford her the chance before we start our episode to actually let our Real Talkers community know what she's doing. What she's involved in. It's more like a background, like a brief background. But apart from that, for our new viewers and listeners there, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow button on Spotify and all our other podcasting platforms. And you can also follow us on our social media platforms. It's Twitter, it's at The People's Podcast. And on Instagram, it's at Real Talk with AK. And on Facebook, it's at Real Talk with AK The People's Podcast. That's where you'll find us. And you can also use the hashtag Real Talk with AK to engage with us. And we'll definitely get back to you with whatever you are leaving there, whether it's positive or negative. But apart from that, let me just give Miss Ublack the platform to actually introduce herself formally. Let our Real Talkers know the project she's involved in. Okay. Miss Ublack.
Yeah, ne.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. My name is Uzanele Masugune, and I chose the name Ublack because since primary and high school, I was bullied because I was too black. And maybe that was the pressure for me to like bleach and change my skin in a way, but I didn't accept that. I didn't want that. So I accepted myself the way I am.
Yeah.
And I called myself Ublack, and that's where the name is coming from. I've been doing music in high school, did the choirs and all that. After Metric, I did a little bit of graphic design there and there, but I was still focusing on music, still looking for producers that can play my kind of sound. But even now, I would say maybe I haven't found my sound. But I'm still writing in a African manner the way I want my songs to be like. I released a single, I think it's 2020, May 28th, Gamay. It's about Emandulo. And it spoke about the way it's not the same it was, the way it was in the past. Yeah, well, and it was explaining a little bit of the change throughout the world. You would see aksafani nakdala, aksafani nasemandulo.
Aksafani nakdala.
Yeah. The kind of songs that I like to write. Yeah, I like to write a message. It shouldn't be just erigiti and then, you know, just a little bit of message there you know. It shouldn't be all fun and all that. You must get a message, you must be blessed, you must heal from whatever you're going through. That's the kind of music that I put focus on. Well, I used to be like a worship leader at church, and then you know, music has been there since.
So you've been around.
I've been just versatiling myself all over, you know, just testing my vocals if I qualify kuba sematendeni or anywhere
in a Rastafarian
band, you know. So yeah, konke kwatigis to me. And I also focused on my artworks. That's why I studied graphic design after Metric, which gave me an opportunity to do my art exhibitions in Krugersdorp. There's a museum there in Krugersdorp. With some of the organizers and the NGOs and all that. I used to do my artworks. As you can see, there's some of the things that I came with today just to showcase that even if you can finish your matric or finish your degrees in tertiary, if you can see Uguti, there is no job found. You know, it's hard these days to find a job. You can create, you know. Yeah, so I started creating. I saw it working for me. It was selling for me. I've been a businesswoman for like long. Yeah, well, working for people.
Self-independent woman.
Yeah, working for people can be a little bit stressful.
Yeah, yeah, at
and
times.
And even the energies in general.
Yeah, like, yeah, at times it's tiring, you know, like. And like, as you said that, like, your music, it's all about conveying a message. Those are some of the things that we'll actually be taking a look at today, how like our media actually influences our lives.
You send out a message in that song.
Because especially when it comes to music, music actually has like a lot of influence amongst us, you know. And you know, being
it
me,
must
like,
be a good influence, yeah, though.
But not these things that are there, like,
now,
at the moment.
Currently.
You know, like, as a young person, as a 90s person,
sure.
Let me just put it like that. You know, sometimes you just pull through on Spotify, you just want to maybe listen to, like, a track.
Yeah.
And then Mofiga Lapaya, you know, the lyrics are just all about partying.
And body parts and invading and, you know.
That's what I'm like.
Emotional rape, live on radio. That's what they do.
So, those are some of the things,
yeah,
like, we'll actually be taking a look at and how, like,
true,
we can actually encourage a young black child
that mindset,
and change that mindset of being away from
shifting
away from the Western influences,
of
you know,
course, yeah.
So those are some of the things. So, like, okay, opening our conversation, let me just start by asking you, Jorge. Okay, like, what do you think is the role, like, the Western countries have or influence they have on our lives, how we live our lives? How are they influencing us?
They've influenced us in a, you know, in a very negative way. Because currently, I feel like us as Africans, we are puppets.
Yeah.
And they are there with their big hands and controlling us, controlling our mindsets even, you know. So we can't do anything normally and naturally without feeling ashamed of being African. Pella, right now, as I was walking and coming like this, they're like looking at me up and down because they're waiting for me to be on that crop top, skinny jean, high waist kind of vibes. And here I am. I'm like this and this is me. People are expecting to see a lot that's happening in the media. You know, the Western advertise, it sells. And then our minds, we get brainwashed. A lot of times, we want to be in competition, peer pressure of everything that we see around the Western people. Yeah, sharp. They came with the nice things.
Mm-hmm.
We are using them. Some of them, they're benefiting us. But we have lost that Africanism that we used to have, our birthright. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I tell you now that I stay like 4 hours at home using newspaper and flour to create these African pots.
Yeah.
For a normal person or a 2000 would be like, yo, you've got time in your hands.
Yeah,
yo, I've got drama, you know. But I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to maintain that Africanism in me so that I can teach the children's children, you know.
Yeah.
Because right now, even this influence of the Western is causing a lot of youth to die early. They commit suicides, they die early,
It's a sad generation.
It is.
And I think it has to do with, like, the influence, really, you know, the things we see from the music industry, movies. You know, like, there's this series I once watched, 13 Reasons Why, like, you know, sometimes they even claim to be raising awareness. While they are just sparking curiosity, planting the seed, you know. That's how I feel with media, you know, sometimes.
It's like that. It sells.
Yeah.
It sells really quickly because everybody is on the media right now. When you wake up in the morning, you take your phone, that's the first thing that you do, right? Because you're waiting for your buddy to text you, you're waiting for someone to talk to you, or you're just waiting for confirmation. Like, we are not living in a simplicity anymore that, by 11, I need to be there and all that, and meditate and take your life real slow. We're being controlled right now. We're being controlled like puppets.
Okay. That's true, but yeah, you know, like, because everything that we see, like, let me just say, majority of us out there, like, even the viewers out there, I think they can agree with me. Our lifestyles are influenced by things we see on the media, you know, like, so this is one of the reasons I invited you to the show, so that you can actually teach the young ones about our roots and Africanism, you know. Like, so to someone like who doesn't get the concept, for instance, our Real Talkers community out there, you know, there's even international viewers. So maybe like, how can you explain this whole concept of Africanism? What is it all about?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good, Anna. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. As we're still talking about, what's this? Africanism. And Miss Ublack was about to actually, like, just give us clarity on this whole concept for our Real Talkers and listeners and viewers out there who might actually be lost what we are talking about. So, like, these are some of the things that they are doing within the community, which is, like, teaching young black women about the importance of embracing their originality, who they are, you know, because these days, like you said, konabo skin bleaching, you know, abo memes, abia memes. So, the platform is...
Yeah, I know. Hey, but I'm a mess about these days, and yeah. But anyways, Africanism, with my understanding, I think is maintaining the origin, you know, the African origin. We have a lot of things that we are surrounded with right now. There's religion, there's just a lot of things that are different in our surrounding as Africans. We have lost a lot. So Africanism, to me, it means that maintaining the origins, the roots, the birthrights, being grounded and still following those 10 commandments before the 10 commandments came. That we had our own African 10 commandments. I'm just saying, you know, don't ask me. I'm just showing you things that besinemithetho yethu before imithetho yabo.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, the things I'm going to say on it. When we speak about Africanism, we are talking about imitato yetu, inganekwane. When last did you hear a storytelling? And then they tell you about ilanga, lions, and
times have changed.
Ama stars,
times have changed. And all times have changed, you know. Like,
how you should respect and how a boy and a girl should be. Yabona manje. Right now, if I beat up my child, well, not really heart beating, but there was that kind of African, kind of.
School like right now,
we still alive.
You know, I once had like a conversation, you know, like I usually chill with these old gents, you know, So, Maslen, I was like, you know, corporal punishment, be sharp, but your generation in your emotion, because that's when you were like, corporal punishment has to go, like mandul, aksafa nakdal. That's why, no, like, mothola it last from kanj, uthola umntwana ukhona ukutshelethiza ukuthi ngeke wena ungenzele,
telling the teacher that. Because they know ukuthi uthisha ngeke angishaye, ngiya reporter, yabo very early. And another thing that I wanted to state is about a boy and a girl child. I usually did my facilitations and workshops in Joburg Theatre, and I was uplifting a boy and a girl child. Nasetembi, the primary school here in Kagiso, I was also doing that. Even on Saturdays, I do a little bit of that. You know, just keeping them, keeping their minds out of the system, out of the technology. They've got a lot of technology
so
in them.
Yeah. How is your own community helping you with this whole thing? Are they involved in
it? No, they just bring their children early in the morning. And on Sundays, they send their children to my gate. Go, recoup a soup. That's what they do. So I'm used to that, you know. I'm used to that. They're not helping, you know. They're just like, they support me via spices. I also do sell spices, 10 rand a packet, you see. So they support me there and there. What I wanted to get to is being a boy. A boy used to do a boy work, you know, in the African origin. A girl used to do a girl work, you know. You know what I'm trying to mean. Yeah. And a girl wouldn't eat.
We had proper rules.
Yes, a girl wouldn't eat eggs. I grew up without eating eggs. You know why? When you eat eggs as a girl, your things, they just grow up very quickly.
And then I thought that was a myth, you know.
No, if you are 13, they already see, like, you olibunju, bagish and all that. Kanti mntana omncane osase dom, she might That's just get true. Pregnant and just lose it all. Yang tola, the future is done. Yang tola. We were maintaining all that. Mina, if you ask me how old I am, they don't believe me, yang tola, because they think I'm still a 2000. No, I didn't eat eggs. Bebe ngafune kaya, mina ngkuliswe esintwini, you know. You wouldn't eat such things that would make you, I don't know if I should say this, horny, you know, looking different in a way, feeling the feels.
Yeah.
That we're switching that thing off to reduce teenage pregnancy. There's things that boys needed to do, you know, to reduce a teenage pregnancy. Now, but they are a cause of it. So, because, yeah, but, yes.
So, like, as you say, Unguchi, everything, like, with everything that's happening, how do we rectify this error?
We are rectifying this error. Yeah. I am trying by all means, Ekahiso Extension 8, I am trying by all means to rectify whatever used material that I find. I'm a weirdo.
Weirdos are the ones that run the world.
I pick up recycling things. Zitoele ekaya. I make sure that on Saturdays when the kids come, we create. I teach them something new. We play games. I tell them to switch off their phones and give them to me. No one plays with their phone on Saturday. On Saturday is earthing, it's grounding, and it's knowing your origin. So I am trying. I need help. I need more people like me who want to teach, you know, the generation that is coming after us.
Yeah.
Because we, the generation, we're going to survive. But the generation in between
our
us.
Our own generation is already lost.
Mm.
Because, like you said, you mentioned something about suicide.
Mm.
When we look at the suicide rate, something that's trending amongst us, especially 90s, you know, like. But bizukowa futhi khona ne term yakhona.
No, manje se babies are irikiriking. I'm rikiriking myself, yo, senkhathe. Which is something that's not okay. I'm not saying be right. I'm not saying I love that dude. I love him. I still love him even now. Like, it hurts me to understand ukuthi whatever he was facing as a man, I feel like he should have spoke. Maybe someone would have maybe given him a different direction. Well, another thing about Africanism, men have been always the leaders, the head, the direction. That's why men can't cry, and that's why a man needs to be strong at any given day. But a man is a human being. A man is a human being.
That's
you
true.
Know,
that's
a
true.
Man is a human being. I'm that's fighting for men. I speak for men. I speak for men at any given day.
Yeah.
Imagine your girlfriend at any day. When usaphanda, yabona, this is good. Mara yena umele einwele. Yena uzosiphandela nini? When are you gonna buy your own house and car? You get me? Those things, we've lost a lot. So Mara, if we come back, we might just come back. We just need to unite, find those kind of woke African people.
I think it all goes back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
About like the Western influence, like, you know, basbambe like this.
So now,
know,
if you cry, you are weak. If
you are
weak,
you're
weak. You need to just have a scar and just go forward with life, which is something.
You know, like, I am one for equality and everything.
Secondly,
I personally feel like that's something like we cannot be able to reach.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, for example, right now, like, we have movements advocating for women and everything.
True, true. And a lot.
People have forgotten.
No one is advocating for men.
That's why I'm like, equality is impossible because, like, as soon as we start paying attention to the other side of the scale, that other side goes up.
It goes up.
I balance, yeah.
So, mina ngifuna ukuyibalansa. I'm that kind of a woman, a womb man, who's about to fight for men and change that, you know, mentality of saying that men will take out the money and men will always be strong. They mustn't be weak. If you want to cry, brother, call me. Come, let's cry together. Because that helps you to take out a little bit of heaviness that you have in your system. Spiritually, men also need to cry, you know. It's not about you being strong and you being the head. Even the head collapses sometimes.
That's true.
Mm.
that's true. So let's talk about your trek for a second.
Okay.
Let's ramp nyana for 2 minutes. You know, like,
yeah.
Sing I keep in your own questions and everything. Like, okay, so what is what inspired Umandulu? Like, what inspired Umandulu?
You're gonna ask me that, hey, guys. You're gonna make my mom to chase me away from home one more time. So this was it, man. I'm just gonna say it out loud, guys. You cooler. It's our parents at the end of the day. Well, 2025,
okay.
I was working at a retail company and I got pregnant, you know, out of wedlock. My mom is very traditional and she's strict and she was very, very angry. Yeah, she was not happy at all. We had a mini argument and I had to go and find my own apartment. You know that word. So, umfazi manje, you know, kind of vibe. So, but I stated in that song, ukuthi umama uthi ngiphume ekhaya ngiyotheza ngiyophanda. You know, I didn't want to put it like that. Kodwa ngiyasaba ngoba ilanga lishonile. I felt ukuthi even though so 2025 and I'm a sister now, but I felt ukuthi I'm still not safe. Akusekho safe, akusafani nakudala. You know, lapho sihamba khona sikhululekile. Now that I was staying alone, I had to panda, push her and play the game, young taller. I had to stand. I had to be a man and a woman, you know. Ngapha, the baby fathers, you know what they do was they play that Springbok game.
That's another
hit
pandemic.
And run, you know.
That's another pandemic.
That's another pandemic which we don't know.
Especially you know.
Yeah, kunzima, young taller. So, kunzima, kunulit bona. And I found a guy, Ezulu Jump, and he's like, no, man, I've seen your clips. So like, I'm not. Let's hit a song. I'm like, yo, I've been writing. My book is like this. Let me just hit one single thing. Think about it. Like, when's I got line, young told. And the single is just going to make me, you know, win the best artist, the best song, you know. It means I spoke my heart out, young told. Angizange ngikhulume into, maybe. Angazi, you know, izinto zabo lezi zithandayo cha. Ngikhulume into esenhlizweni. I wrote it with emotion and I wrote it to send out a message, not only to my mom, but to other mothers. Ukuthi, even though it's a mistake, still take care of your flower. You get me? Take care of it because you don't know when it's out there. Is it safe? Am I passaging? Is it passing very well? Akusafani nakudala. You know? No, lapis haba corners kulegile, you know, ebusugu ne mini, you know. Yeah, and then I said ngondo yami, nhliziyo yami, ngicela ungithumele eMandulu because I feel like eMandulu bebezongishaya, then bese ngihlala ekhaya. So manje ngoba sikuma 28th century, abakushayi, bayakurasela bese bayakhona. So yeah, I felt like I should just go back, maybe ugogo wami bezangitsipa tsipa, ngidonsa tonse, then bese ngikhulisa umntwana ekhaya. Yangithola.
But at the end of it,
when
you look at the bright side, don't you think, when your mom was like, go,
Hambo
Panda, Hambo's first, that actually helped you in
it
life,
helped me. I've been selling these artworks for life. I've been selling impahla. Behind us there's clothing. I used to sew clothing. I had a machine. It's a little bit corrupted right now, so I do a little bit of more, and then I'm not afraid to like go. I'm selling. Mina anginamahloni. Mina ngikhula isimandulo nje. I'm just way back there. I'm chilled. I'm grounded. I can see what's going on via the technology as it's growing. I'm growing with it, but I'm on another level.
It's more like okay, like you are there, like okay, going with the trend,
okay,
the technology,
okay,
but
yeah,
you're like okay, touch line in jail.
Because I also do modeling. I do post your lingerie. I do post my skin. I've got like beads on my waist. You know that African thing. I need to show it up. I'm beautiful, most. I'm God given. I'm like Sarah Batman in a way. You know, so I need to show that at some point. But I'm selling all that. No, just say ngiyan khalisela nje ukuthi bo buka.
It's all about embrace. You
understand, embracing it. Kuti, I'm still like this. I am who I am. Angizange ngableacha ukuthi ngifihle any kind of color. I'm still black.
So
still black.
How do we like eliminate like the influence
ekhona
from our Western countries? Where do we start?
Yo,
as a race, as the African race, because maungabheka everything like from our love lives, that's why nemijolo ibheda kanje, it's influenced by abomadiya abo think like, I mean, you know,
yes, right now I'm being forget.
I'm a relationship one, no, like you know, they are all based on these fictional movies, rom-com movies we see, you
know.
You
do me, I do you, kind of.
Yeah, like,
I know.
About 50 Shades, you know, everything in general. And like,
yeah, yeah.
So like,
that's
how,
so true.
Where do we start?
Yeah, where do we start?
Because we actually need a starting point, you know, because like, we have been brainwashed. We've been brainwashed.
I think it starts now. We start here from this podcast, from this show that you are having, a beautiful show. You need to have more of these kind of topics, you know, and you need to post it more. I will help you to post it more. I'll send my friends to post it more. We need to set a day, and you take your camera out to the street. We do a little bit of a march, put some boards, Africa, wake up kind of vibes. Let's recreate. Let's do something. Let's meet on a Saturday. Sihlale phansi. Not only eat and drink and be happy and gay. Asenzeni something. Let's start something from the ground. Pelatina, we are the gods, we are the ancestors, you get me?
Yeah.
We have that origin and we shouldn't lose it just because someone has introduced something very, wow, it's different, it's beautiful, and it's ngabothathekile. Oh, we are That's always true. There. Everything, you know, we get interested real quick in these molanyana things, material things, you get me?
Yeah.
And material things will definitely take us to the ground. We lack knowledge of how Africa should be and used to be like. It's not even Africa, it's Azania. But anyways.
Bring back Azania.
Anyways, yeah. Weabo.
So, if like it was up to you, like I just want to find out, like, do you feel like we should go back to how
we used to be?
Because like we are living in times where like, most of the stuff that we grew up, like, they were secret. Right now, they are being normalized, you know, like, on a daily basis, you know.
If you can look at the Western, or if you can travel, Mina, I've spent a lot of time with the Western people. They love me. Why? Because I'm original, right?
Yeah, African,
I'm like a picture, you know, I'm like a mannequin. They have these African things. They maintaining our things. You know, if I can sell this, I can sell it for like, I don't know, $10,000.
Yeah, that's true.
It can trend because they want our things. They want our gifts. They want everything that we have.
It's one of the reasons someone was like, ask yourself why mummies are at the US.
Why?
While pyramids are at Egypt.
Why?
You know, like.
Why?
We have lost a lot. But you know, we've been robbed.
They've stole everything. They gave us some machines and material things, and we're like, wow, I haven't seen this in my entire life. I've been crafting, I've been, you know, I'm sewing things, I'm tired, I've been doing, like, I'm hurting, it's painful, you know. But if we go back, we can just go back. We can go back anytime. I was telling my mom this other day, I'm like, you know, if the war starts, I'm definitely moving to the forest, to the bush, definitely after 3 days. I would have built a little bit of shelter and I would have had a pot and everything to start my new life.
I would just leave
the way I am without even having, I won't even worry about a charger of a phone. I'd rather leave all that and just, you know, because I still have that. So I want to insert all that in other people. We can go back. We can.
How?
It's hard. Education is hard. Yeah, we've lost a lot.
It's hard.
We've lost a lot.
For instance, right now, just to get someone's attention, it's hard.
It's because hard.
They've been brainwashed to wherever you are. Screen phone, taxi.
Let me show you where I am.
You know, there were times, mongeni taxi, like when you're inside like public transportation, where you will find like abogogo singing, you know, in my training.
Conversation.
But these days, you know, mongena. Wow. Headphones, you know, people are just sleeping, you know.
Right.
And that's why, like, connections were made back then, you know.
I do this, come. I do shoes, come. I do this. You know, I'm an artist, come, you know. And you know, when I get a chance, I communicate. I don't care if you're focused on your phone. If you forget, you know, people like to put one earphone and pretend like they are here, but they're not there.
Yeah.
To me, you will take out your earphones and put them and listen like, wow, sister, and wow, sister. Because I will speak. Because yeah. I want people to ish, we are going to be deaf one day. Well, listen, this is anxiety. It's just a lot, man. It's a lot.
That's how we've been programmed, you know, like...
We hardly pray these days. We take pictures of the food, we post it, then we start eating.
And it's also one of the reasons we aren't actually bringing a lot of change as a race, you know, because instead of having, like, a food activists, we have social media activists.
And they're there. They're living in the media... But when you come across the person, they look like they've been hit by a truck, you know? They're just in the face. When you come across the person, you need to pray for the person.
You know, we have social media platforms like Snapchat. You know, Amafli, Tanje, like, there's...
filters, you know? Someone was asking me, why Osa edit a picture how Okenye, what are these? Okenye... Your eyelashes.
Yeah.
I'm like, my picture is okay like that. The eyelashes that I see, I'm okay with them, you know. Why don't you do this? Because this and that. If you can buy Avon, yeah, dark chocolate mirror color. It's like an enhancer and then I don't know. I'm like, I've never put anything that scares my face. Because I want my face to be like this for a very long time. Have you seen yourself in the mirror?
That's
true.
That's true. So, like, while we are still on social media, Yane, how do you think, like, social media has played a role in, like, changing, like, things from how they were to how we are living right now? How has it influenced our lives?
It has a lot. I feel like we are living on a fast lane right now. I feel like we are living on a competition lane right now. Once you don't have anything that is in the media, you are nothing. You know, you are nothing. They were asking me, why is my Instagram not trending? Because there's just a lot of things that I'm doing currently. I don't know. Me, I'm an old soul. Sometimes, I don't know. I just tend to switch off my phone.
Social media is a toxic place.
You know,
place,
it is. And then it drives. Like, mama, I saw this other Air Force I wanted. You know, it drives. The youth is just going crazy. The youth is going crazy. And another thing, they are stealing our youth on those social medias.
Mm.
Modeling agencies in Madrid. Two minutes, human trafficking. The child is gone, you know. So it's doing a lot. It's killing us even. It's doing a lot. Because I've heard that technology itself, once you're looking at a laptop like this, or you look at a phone for a very long time, the energy that, you know, comes from the phone, from these things, the energy is the one that's actually making people sick.
It's radiation. And yet, apparently, these devices actually have this thing.
Kona manje, we are on the 5G. Bona. It's people are just sick, giddy flu, giddy stuff. People don't want to use herbs. People don't want to plant gardens. People are lazy because people are thinking now, because we have the social media, I can just say, King.
Debonairs
is coming. Shane, Delivery Clothing is coming. That's why we are moving to the... It's not like I'm dizzy when it comes to technology. I know exactly what's coming.
Yeah.
The metaverse is here right now. People are going to be leaving.
Are you here?
You're doing it. Young Tola.
Nah, we are part of it, you know, by the way.
Congratulations.
We also sell art there, you know, like...
You sell art in the metaverse.
Yeah, like... Even this, even your...
At least you guys know. I mean, I ask Pella about the word, and then I just read with Gwenzagala in it, and it's a lot.
Even for me, like, if it wasn't for Daniel, I doubt it would hit something I would have explored, you know, like, because now I'm in jail. You know, I'm also old school, you know, like...
I'm an old soul. But I like to versatile myself with smart people, because you will have that Africanism, but you'll still have the future itself. You already know. Maybe I can, you know, create myself as a emoji or a sticker, get into the metaverse, you know, and sell my artworks as an African doll. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. I like that. It's good. Technology is good, but it's really bad.
Yeah,
because
it's
some
good
people are
bad.
Just, they're using it too much. Yeah, bro.
It has its, let's just say it has its advantages and disadvantages, and the disadvantages are here.
You know? It just, we need to control. We just need to control ourselves. Don't be too much into it. Take some time off. Take a 1 hour, Jay. Switch off everything that has a different kind of light. Go to the origins of light. Sit down. Be quiet. Listen to the ground. Listen to the voices.
What's the purpose of that? Because maybe for instance, we saw this with DJ Spoo. Mina, I know about like the spiritual and like enlightenment part. So like for the real talkers out there who don't know and the viewers who don't know, like what is it all about? Like meditation. The meditation from hugging trees.
The hugging trees is getting it's absorbing the energy. You see this radiation energy that we're talking about. So when you hug the tree, the radiation comes out of your body, you know. They don't go together, you know. Meditation, because there's smart people out there, and I'm not good at it, but I will say it the way I do it or how I understand it. Meditation is a way of prayer, you know, burning essence, being quiet, being in your comfort zone or alone at peace, you know, thinking or speaking, but you are alone. You are doing confirmations and affirmations into your life and out of your life. You are cleansing yourself. That's how I understand it. It just heals the soul, you know. You tend to not think too much. You tend to control your thoughts, you know, in a way. That's how I believe it. That's how I'm meditating. It makes me to control my emotions, to control my thoughts, you know. It makes you to rethink before you do anything. You know, I did this in the morning when I woke up today. I was like, okay, today, nyago AK. But before that, I just need to go and deliver 1, 2, 3 to clients. But before everything, you can't walk out and be all over the country before you find yourself. Find yourself first early in the morning. You will feel, oh, okay, today I'm feeling good. Oh, no, today I'm not feeling well. I think I'm not going to talk too much. Not today, I woke up early and I knew, oh, today I'm just going to talk too much and not stop. I know myself. So it's all in that. It brings you back. It makes you understand. In Africa, in deep Africa, before Africa was Africa, you know, there were statues, there was things, you know, that were kept, or maybe this kind of pots, and then you put white candles and you keep quiet in that zone to just, I don't know, bring those bright things, call your ancestors to open doors for you, be happy, but don't wear any shoes because the ground needs to touch your shoe. You need to, yo, guys, we'll have a conversation one day with that. It's just a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot,
because, you know, I've been meaning to do a show on spirituality, but
yeah,
one thing, like, I've been shying away. You know, when it comes to such topics, spirituality and religion,
people, they fight. I love saying something.
You'll never find a common ground, you know, like.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, apart from that, you know, we'll jump back to, like, your journey as a musician, you know, like, as a music artist who's out there promoting, like, authenticity, African originality, like, via your music, you know, educating the masses out there. How do you think, like, our artists in the music industry can actually start doing that?
Okay.
Because
I get you.
At the moment, you know, like I said earlier, there's nothing happening, and you have someone who actually has like an audience close to maybe 1.2 million.
Hey, we are looking towards that, my friends. Please follow us. Please, we are waiting for that. Yeah, they have so many followers, they've got a lot. But they've lost the Africanism, you get me? That's why they normally trend for like a year, and you definitely ask yourself next year, where is this person? What happened to that person? You know, because when they go into the music, they go into the music because of fame. As music is like a calling.
Yeah.
Music is like going to that gobela and twasing, you know, and putting your whole focus on it. But if you take music as like something you want to flaunt and just advertise into your usichomele. Eventually, you, it's gonna go down. It's not about you. It's about the people, the masses. You get me? When you do music, it's either you're sending out a message, or it's either you are healing the masses, or it's either you are directing the masses into the right path, you know. So these days, they don't do music accordingly to what I'm just saying now. They do music just to make it trend. Quick. Pumanga tuzobuya, you know. And then it's done. Sesimkhohliwe, sesimele enye trending momentum. Yeah,
that's true.
Some little things, you know. We miss our babe Sodumo. We do. She's a dancer. She's our Beyonce. We miss her, you know. But because maybe she went in because of the fame, she's beautiful, you know.
That's true.
Then maybe it meant for her to keep quiet a little, because now she doesn't know what to sing about. She has sang about it all, young Todd. But if I can meet her and sit down with her, definitely she will take out hits.
For instance, Pedla, especially with female women, you know,
we've got a lot.
Women abuse, you know, women. There's a lot, but they're not using their platforms to advocate for these things.
Nah. So
the only time, like, you'll find artists actually being involved for these things, it's for clout. That's how I feel,
true.
You know.
That's why they just want to trend.
After that, it's social media, Nitombe, you know. So, like, hence I was asking you, Oguti, like, what do you think
needs to be done
to actually put the spotlight on artists like you? Because I feel like there's a lot of y'all out there.
Yeah, but now our focus.
The spotlight is not on you, so something needs to be done about that.
I cry about that most of the time. I'm a member of the South African Arts and Culture Youth Forum and the National Arts Council. They usually do like performances. They used to book me. I used to do like performances for them. It was good. The money was beautiful, but because they are looking at that kind of trend that is pushing now, my piano and all that. Yeah. They couldn't book me now because they are pushing a lot.
What's trending at the moment?
Sex sells, right?
Yeah.
So once you are sexy and you are out there, you are there, then you are selling. Young Tall. I don't know how can it change, because when they look at us, they see Bozahara, Bolira, Tamaguini, Simpiwe Dana, they see Mire Makeba, but we are legendary. Young Tall, we remain at the end of the day. After all the trends, we still remain. If they would give us a chance, that would be nice. But Uguti, how can they give us a chance? I feel like if I get an opportunity to get the right studio, I've been damned a long time via studio. I've been not recording, I've been just writing. Yeah. My single was my last release because I feel Uguti siyazana as artist.
That's
or as
true.
Black people. As safunuk uplift and sisfunuk gichimas. Skupuke song. We wanna succeed, all of us. We don't wanna give each other a chance, you know.
And the only way to succeed it's through working together
uniting
and,
young
Tola. You know,
if I would get an honest studio that would say, La, we focus on Africanism. Oh black, you are welcome. That would be nice. I came across producers, kasi repo, boom, boom, che. Hey, screw, screw, I've went on all those things, yes. I've even performed in open mic session,
I've seen the pics.
And then I get there, I do a little bit of poetry. Yeah, bo, ngeza ngatu Erika Badu, nyana, but I need that, and I haven't found that,
yeah.
I haven't found that. Angas,
I think I know a guy, like, and they are down those lines like Nabo, like so. Well,
that
talk
rhythm,
you know,
that
like,
African rhythm, Sabo. I don't know how we can come it back, but they are more focused on, you know, the trending things. But we are still pushing. We are not giving up. We'll push until we are ahead, Sabo.
Yeah.
We will push until we are ahead.
That's true. So like, maybe this might be like our wrap-up question, because we've been talking and we're about to reach the conclusion of our episode.
Mm.
But before we just do that, you know, we are all about finding like practical solutions for societal issues, you know.
Yeah.
And like, as we have spoken about like how the media is affecting us, like the role it's having in our lives and the kind of impact it has, like, how do you think we can actually start using like social media platforms for even like TV, our Netflix, to actually benefit us, you know.
As Africans.
Yeah, as Africans. Mm. Because right now I feel like, okay, these things are available, even the internet.
They are.
But we are not using them.
Do we have connections? Because these days it's not about education is the key. Yeah. But the connection to the lock, you know.
That's true.
Do we have connections? Because now they are really pushing us way back. I went to Sambro. I was disappointed. I was really disappointed because they want to focus on the important people, Young Tol. We don't have connections. But I feel like if we had connections to Boma, Channel O to Boma, we would have this podcast would be playing there. This podcast would be on Soweto TV. It would be growing people.
Maybe Soweto TV.
But it would grow people in a way.
That's true. But that's the thing. You know, like, one thing I've realized, you know, like, even when I started this podcast, it was something like, I was like, yo, this is risk. Because now risk, I'm taking a risk. I'm about to talk about social challenges. Usually such issues, you are boring to people.
Of course. I've seen your post. You know, you can post about, there's jokes and there's seriousness, ne? People post about jokes, but they trend. 500 likes, share, button. You post about the realistic of being a woman, being a man, being in relationship, being... I'm reading. You're like a book to me, because I love reading books. Thank you. Told. But to another person, it's like, wabora, oregadi paragraph. Kunina post ama paragraph.
That's what happens, you know, like... And, like, in a way, that's what I'm trying to actually instill in, like, a lot of us who are like, guys, we have these platforms.
Let's use it.
We should actually, we are capable of planning a revolution via social media.
Yeah, of course.
But we are not doing that because of how can a social media, let me just say, especially Facebook,
Twitter. They will report you, some things are banned.
Those are just like porn sites usually lately, like, you know, you get to Instagram, women are just naked.
Now my account was reported twice, so I keep saying things and they report me,
Me, like, they don't record, like, they don't report things don't usually, report. You know. For me, one thing I've realized is that, okay, these people, when I start sharing, like, you said something about support amongst us as blacks, you know.
And then,
I start sharing links. Like, my audience will just go,
And
then I start maybe sharing a post, a joke or something.
Yeah, and then it's, wow.
It's there, like, 30 likes. And then I'm there, like.
Everybody's coming out from the ground. I've noticed with me.
What kind of mentality?
If I post and say I'm having an event on Saturday, 5 people will comment and 5 people will be there. But if I post and say, one day, so, 1,000 will laugh. Why? Sandama jokes, Limes and Yonkinto is a joke, Sashega, Yonkinto is a joke, floods in KZN, it's a joke, everything is a joke, racism, the xenophobia, the foreigners, everything is a joke right now.
Yeah.
Everything is a joke. Teenage pregnancy, my 2000 apiece.
That's why we have even shows like that are actually encouraging those things. You know, like there's this Suran, there's this channel in Jemininga, as we see, so you know, like Moja Love, guys, sorry for saying this, but. The shows that play there, like, I just don't get it, you know, sometimes.
There's a lot that's been said.
They lack
content. Why can't you fix your problems with your partner at home? Unlike coming here and telling us all these stories. Then when we meet you, we know, it's that one, with the that, you know.
And, like, the kind of impact it's having on us, the kind of effect, you know. That's why, like, we started seeing Nama trend, Wabo Polyandry, you know, starting to trend, you know. But apart from that, you know, it's been a great journey, like conversation, you know. For me, this is a journey, you know. Like, this is a journey, you know, because I get to sit down with different people from different communities, you know. Mm. Even my own community, like you here, and people who are actually making a difference out there, you know, on the streets. But before we actually sign out for today's episode,
okay.
I just want to find out, like, about your organization, the You Black Foundation, like what it's all about, you know, like what it's actually focusing on, you know, because I just touched a little bit, you know, from what I was observing from social media, you know, when I was doing research about my guests. So the platform is
okay. Here. So U Black has been there for like a long time. The slogan says created by the creator to create. So we have been created by the creator and we are creating. That is what I'm implementing in the community. We call it the U Black community. what we do there, we've got a modeling agency of Skin Confidence, whereby we get your ladies from the age of 6 years to upwards to now I have like to 19 years, because most of them, they are still young. So we are changing the mentality of them wanting to bleach and putting on those fake plastic long things and a lot of things. We are making them to come back. You know, I read a statement on Facebook. It says a lady with a lot of plastics belongs to the pub. And Rona, that look just simple, we belong to the kitchen kind of things. So those kind of things, it's okay. I think it's okay to belong in the kitchen, because you don't get in trouble a lot of times.
Yeah.
So that agency, it uplifts the ladies to like, you are beautiful the way you are, your silver stripes, your polka dots, your albinoism, your whatever you are born with, you are beautiful. That's what we're pushing. We also do live performances. When we do events, we also do a Bantula dance. On our side, we are in partnership with Kafrikano, a Bantula guy. Maybe you might invite someday to just tell you more about
the platform. Is open for every, you know, community member.
It's not about them being criminals, it's and just I about get that. Them pushing.
I've been there, you know? I've been there, you know, like.
So they do Bantula dance, they want to brand currently as we speak, and we're also promoting AMA brands, any kind of brands. We do crochet, we do beads, we do interior designs, the list is yet to go. We do everything that you would need in your household, eh? when you're ready to receive it. That's Ublack community. We just versatile. We are artists in general. Some of them, they haven't discovered that they're artists, but when we do the little things, they get interested, they want to be involved, and angivaleli muntu ngaphandle. Everybody is there, you know. So yeah, that's the list that we do. We do AMA poetry sessions. We used to do them at the living room. There was a avenue, the big street. We do poetry sessions. We write, we listen, we educate each other, you know. And we are trying to bring back that thing. You see, girls need to get along, you know, because we as girls, we literally don't get along at the end of the day. But me now, I've got that sisterhood vibe that I'm pushing, and my girls, they do get along. We just maintaining that old school vibe, you know. And we're teaching kids to play skipping, magusha, scotch, to bring them back. Because our kids right now, she's 6 years, she's coming early in the morning Saturday, upeti tablet engaga, you know, put the tablet aside, come here. What do you know besides the tablet? What else do you know? So we are teaching them to come back. We are the Africanism. We are the roots. We are grounded like that.
I hear you. And, you know, I'm going to keep you in my prayers and hope that God actually blesses you on your journey, because this is something we actually need in our community, you know, like, especially kagiso food, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes umuntu angazitshela ukuthi maybe I'm judgmental or what, but from where I'm standing, you know, most of like our young women are lost out there, you know, moment. That's why teenage pregnancy is up like this, you know, like we are witnessing all the stuff we are seeing out there. Women trafficking,
you know. And I usually tell my girls, Hori, don't fall pregnant. You can do it, but do it nicely. Don't fall pregnant and all that. I normally tell them that don't fall pregnant, because there's a competition, you know, coming. There's a competition coming, and it doesn't want people with babies, that want people with, there's agencies, there's modeling things, casting, there's things that are coming. Don't fall pregnant. So they a little bit listen to me. I'm their sister, give us like 10 years, girlfella, so they understand. So I need more sisters to just Come the kids back.
Yeah, that's where the support is, and it's hard for women, because our fathers aren't supporting you.
We are trying.
But I just hope, like, I'm just wishing you all the best on your journey, you know. But I just have a feeling that we're going to do something together, like, you know, because like the things we are doing, like, are also some of the projects that we are doing, you know. We are a podcast that's focused on like finding practical solutions. So we actually need to implement those things, you know. And, you know, getting a chance to actually sit down with you, you know, and just talking about, like, your journey and this whole concept of Africanism, you know. Mm. You know, like, there was a lot I did not know, you know. Mm. So, like, how can our viewers and listeners reach out to you, and where can they get your work? And Ingoma yakho Mandulo, you know. For sure someone has been like, Mandulo. Where is it?
Spotify, you know, DistroKid. You know, YouTube, the video is there, guys. On my Facebook, I go by Ublack Art, and I go by Art Ublack. I go by Ublack Skin Confidence. You can just search those pages, you will find me. And yeah, guys, on Instagram is UBlackZ, and on Twitter is UBlackSA. And on the 16th of June, we're doing an event, so it'll be nice maybe if you guys visit us and just come and see what just we do in general.
We'll definitely do that.
Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, if you want my number, okay.
Those ones are personal. We don't want, you know, wretched people to start.
Yeah, I know.
But apart from that, now, thank you for agreeing to come on the show. You know, it's been an honor having you here, you know, like, and I've enjoyed our conversation, you know. You know, it's one of those conversations that was authentic, you know, actually talking about us as a race. But I feel like we would have actually gone much more longer, but there'll be a part two of that episode.
Of course.
It's been a long day, you know. But apart from that, just a reminder to our Real Talk with AK that to hit that subscribe button and follow button there by YouTube and Spotify. And don't also forget to go and check out our official Patreon community, an official Real Talkers community, a community that's actually focused on addressing these social challenges that are there while we are also implementing practical solutions. So in general, our community was actually established to implement like practical solutions for every social challenge that we are addressing on the podcast. So with each topic that we cover on the podcast, on the other side of our community, we are actually trying to find ways to actually deal with those things, from recreational and rehabilitational programs that are about to take off. So you can just visit patreon.com/realtalkwithak. There are different tiers there. There are three tiers, which is the 50 rand tier and the 100 rand tier and the 200 tiers. And they come with merchandise too, by the way, and exclusive benefits such as behind-the-scene clips. There's a lot happening. Just go and check it out by yourself. But apart from that, it's a wrap from us. Thank you once more, Miss Ublack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
severe.